The event served to highlight the region's best and brightest advances, regional councils being the key component of the governor's approach to sparking economic development throughout New York. RPI President Shirley Jackson serves as a Capital Region Council co-chair.
The members of the councils were charged with working together across municipal boundaries and across sectors while engaging the public to develop long-term strategic plans for the economic growth and vitality of their regions, and to spur job creation. We have done that.
The tour began at RPI's Center for Biotechnology and Interdisciplinary Studies, kicked off by a presentation with Governor Cuomo, who later walked through a research lab. Then it was on to bio-based materials manufacturer Ecovative Design, which makes organic packing materials. That company received $250,000 for the purchase of equipment to help meet customer demand. It has created 10 full-time jobs and leveraged $2 million in private investment. Cuomo is visiting all 10 regional councils this fall ahead of funding announcements for the second round of competition.
There is no one New York State economy. There really isn't. The New York State economy is only the aggregate of the regional economies. And you have very distinct regional economies. And some regional economies can do well, and some regional economies can do very poorly. And there is no one brush that we can use in Albany that's going to rise all the regional economies. And in truth, it's up to those regions to determine a plan, to craft a plan that's going to make them successful. And these are very different regions. Capital District is different than Western New York.
Cuomo was asked about the convention center proposed for the city of Albany. Last week, Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings said it was unrealistic to think the state would pony up $220 million for the project, which seemingly has been left on the back burner for now. The governor said he would have to defer to the Capital Region's Economic Development Council.
I'm not going to sit in Albany, the Capitol building, and say this is what the city should do or this is what a county should do.
Cuomo added it would take commitment and belief in the Civic Center project to see it through to fruition. Third stop on the tour, Kiernan Plaza, Albany's old Union Station, where Smart Cities Technology Innovation Center project, an alliance of UAlbany's Nano College, Clough Harbor Associates, and Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region, is expecting to generate about 150 executive and high-tech jobs in downtown Albany. Again, Governor Cuomo.
How do you put job development, economic development, together with saving our urban core, protecting our history? That's what this project would all be about. And this is just a magnificent building. And we want to keep the downtown strong. And I think it's an exciting idea.
The tour concluded at Albany Medical Center with an afternoon-long briefing and formal presentation to the commissioners of five state agencies selected to review the Economic Development Council's request for funding this year. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas.